Nita Lowey is a congresswoman from New York's 17th District. She's been in office quite a while, since 1988, although that does seem like yesterday to me anyway, and really considered to be one of the great minds of the new United States Congress, and in line to be the chair of the Appropriations Committee, the most powerful committee perhaps in the United States Congress, if the Democrats take the House of Representatives. And we are so grateful to have you with us again, Nita Lowey.
Thank you.
Okay, so my question to you is this. What should Donald Trump do about the Iran nuclear deal he's been threatening to cancel?
Well, I voted against the deal because I felt that Secretary Kerry and those who were working with him, frankly, after years of attending meetings, I was being briefed at least once a week for a couple of years in that deal, and I feel they caved too early. But I'm a very strong voice in making it clear that we should maintain this deal. I have supported other bills that the chair of the Foreign Relations Committee, Chairman Royce and Elliot Engel, have proposed that would have tough sanctions on issues like ballistic missiles that are not part of the JCPOA. But the JCPOA was agreed upon not by, just by the United States, but in a partnership of countries, and we cannot just back out of it. It would be absolutely disastrous for the credibility of the United States of America.
Well, at least one prominent conservative Republican has said that this president is leading us into World War III. You think it's an overreach, or do you think it's possible?
No, I think Senator Corker, the person whom you are referring to, although you didn't mention the names, I think is a thoughtful person. I know him well. He's chair of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. We work together on a whole range of issues. And I think to have a president that speaks off the cuff or tweets in the middle of the night is problematic.
When you say problematic, there are those people, including his old friend, his chief advisor at one point, Steve Bannon, are thinking that he faces a very good possibility of being impeached. Do you?
I know there are many people that would like to have him impeached, but I don't know if that's a probable act. I'm not sure if that can really happen. Happen if people, not just Steve Bannon, but if enough Republicans in the House and the Senate feel that he is a danger to the security of the United States of America, it certainly could happen, but the Republicans would have to coalesce around that.
You know, Robert Mueller is conducting, of course, you know, the investigation. Everybody's keeping their eyes on that as to whether or not, I think it's fair to say, the Trump administration colluded with the Russians in order to win the presidency. Do you have any thoughts on that?
I am absolutely shocked by all the information that suddenly coming out from Facebook and Google and Yahoo, to look at those commercials that were shown to, I don't know if it's millions, hundreds of thousands of people, is astonishing. And I do hope that there is a thorough, in-depth investigation by Mr. Mueller and also by the House Intelligence Committee and the Senate Intelligence Committee. If this is allowed to occur, this is a danger to our democracy.
Speaking of dangers to the democracy, Nita Lowey, there is a contemporary tweeting storm from the president in which he says that licenses should be taken away from television stations and from NBC because he doesn't agree with them.
Well, that's absurd. I can't even think of an answer to that. We are privileged in the United States of America to have a strong free press. And I've heard him say a lot of things I didn't hear him say that. Maybe it was a tweet or twit at 3 a.m.
It was.
To take away licenses from stations that he didn't agree with?
Yes.
Well, it's obviously not worthy of a response. It's outrageous.
Well, it may be outrageous, but when you look at history, some of the worst people who have come along did exactly that. And so I would
You're talking about Hitler?
I am. I'm talking about Hitler. I'm talking about Mussolini. I'm talking about Erdogan in Turkey. I mean, I think, you know, a lot of people, as you and I both know, in terms of our heritage and our history, we both know a lot of people called Hitler a clown. They didn't think any of that meant anything.
Well, maybe he hasn't read the history books thoroughly, but clearly...
Maybe he has.
Here, I cannot imagine any action on the part of the administration to take away our free press that wouldn't be violently, strongly opposed by the House and the Senate.
Yes, you already have Republican senators talking to him and writing to him openly about that he promised to protect the Constitution, and that sure is in the First Amendment.
You're right.
Okay, so let's go to another place, and that is DACA. We have a lot of people in your district, in Manhattan, where I was raised, a lot of people who were brought there, no fault of their own, and now Trump and some of his people want to put them back where they came from when they've really never been there. What do you make of it?
I think it would be outrageous, and there seemed to be some kind of a tentative understanding when Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi were in a meeting with him at the White House. If he backs off that tentative agreement not to allow DACA to move forward, I think it would be outrageous. And I know that we're not going to be able to get appropriation bills done or anything done by the end of the year unless there is clear legislation regarding DACA. These are young people who came here to this country. And I'm also worried, by the way, because their parents brought them here and they had to give the names of their families, their addresses, all their information. So if he decides to allow the legislation regarding DACA to go forward, and I hope there is an aggressive action to take action against the parents because they do have the names and addresses.
Now, Nita Lowey, I take it as a prominent congresswoman that you're hearing from people in your district who are scared to death about this.
Well, of course. Of course. And I check on all our committees on communities on a regular basis. And so far, enforcement agencies have not gone after them or their parents. And I hope it's maintained that way. I had a roundtable discussion, in fact, at Pace University not too long ago with four DACA students who one was a lawyer, another is getting a degree, so bright, so committed to the United States of America. And what's really important, they can contribute to our democracy. They are taking important jobs after education. They work 2, 3, 4 jobs if, in fact, they're still in school. So I am continuing to work to commit to making sure legislation pertaining to the DACA issue will remain here high on our agenda.
One last question, and that is on the question of the closing of Indian Point. You know, a lot of energy comes out of there, but on the other hand, there's a potential danger which could be extraordinarily catastrophic.
Well, this is why the governor and all the members of the congressional delegation and most of the leaders in the community have taken a strong position that Indian Point should be closed. Now, I'm aware of job losses. I'm aware of the impact on communities that were affected by this announcement, and we're working very hard to see what we can do to make sure that there is revenue coming from other jobs into the community. This is a real challenge, but I've never hesitated that it should be closed. It did not belong, and it does not belong, in a 50-mile radius of New York City. We know that if there were plans to build it today, it would never get passed. So it should be closed. I support that. And the governor has a committee to address all the relevant issues concerning jobs and of the people who have important jobs there.
Nita Lowey is the congresswoman from New York's 17th District, the ranking member of the House Appropriations Committee, would be the head of the House Appropriations Committee if the Democrats take the House. Nita Lowey, I admire you so much. I thank you so much for being with us.
Oh, thank you so much. It's always a pleasure for me to talk with you anytime.